Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Shimon Yosef ben Bruria and Moshe ben Shoshana, B'soch Shachol Yisrael. We should have Rafu Shleima. It's based in the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. In Parshas Shalach, it says 14:27, Mitzrayim Nasim Likrasa. And the Mitzrayim were running towards them. Also says, "Asher Hetziv is May Yamsuf al Panem." That's Devarim 11:4. The May Yamsuf, the water of the sea, overflowed on their faces when they ran after the Jewish people. So we like to understand these unique lashanos that we see in the Torah. Of Nasim Lekrasa, that they're running towards the water. Their Mayamsuf is Meitzif as Panehem, flooded their faces. Because it says, Vayet Moshe Siyadu Alayam, Vayoshev Yam Lefnos Boko Leisan, Rosam Nasim Lekrasa. So Moses stretched his hand forth over the sea, and the sea returned to its regular course toward the beginning of the morning as the Egyptians were running towards it. Nasim Lekrasa. So the Indian is based on what it says, Vayisam Malach Elokim, Shmos 14:19. Rashi says that the Jews were Nesunim Bedin. That's why it was Elokim, Dimitis Hadin. Are they going to be saved or are they going to be destroyed with the Mitzrayim? And also then it was said to them, Altirus Yatsurus Yeshuas Hashem. Don't be afraid. Stand and you'll see the salvation of Hashem. So that looks like a Tarti Desasri. On one hand, we have a pasuk that says that there's din. It's Midas HaDin. Are you going to be saved? Are you going to be destroyed? And we have another pasuk that says, nothing to worry about. Altiru, don't be afraid. Yatsurus Yeshuas Hashem. Stand and you'll see the Yeshua of Hashem. So the Mahalach HaDvarim is why Dafka here by Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, V'kovda b'paroi v'chol cheloi. I will be honored, I'll be glorified by Paro and all of his army. Chazal tell us, Avos 6:11, Hakol bara lechvoidei shenamar kol nekra b'shmi b'lechvodi b'rativ yitzartiv af asitiv. Everything that's called by my name, for my honor, I created it, I made it. Different lashonos of creation, barasiv yitzartiv af asitiv. It's all for the glory of God. Hakol bara lechvoidei. So we'd like to understand this pasuk, why it has gam bria, gam yitzira, gam asiya. But Chazal, when they introduced this pasuk, said hakol bora lechvoido, just a lashon of bria. So here we had a sakana for the Jewish people for their very existence. Kmo shamru shayin etunim bedin, im lehinatzel or lo. Are they going to be saved or are they not going to be saved? Since the Jewish people are in such mortal danger, they could be destroyed or not destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take out the entire focus, the entire purpose of creation from the beginning till the end. Kavod Shemaim of a Kol Baruch Lechvodo, and therefore save the Jewish people. That's how the Kavod is going to be brought to Hashem. That's how we had our Geula. And when this Nekuda appears, a Kol Baruch Lechvodo, as a Kol Kipshutai, Kolel HaTov Gam Hara, Kamo Shekatuv B'Maaseh Bereishit, Ne Tov Meod, and Chazal Darshan, Tov Meod can also be negative things. It could be Yetzer Hara, it could be Maves. Not such good things. So that's all lechvoda. It's all good. Hakol baro lechvoda. That's the call, and ultimately everything brings out Kavod Shemayim. Because Kavod Shemayim that comes from the Metzius of evil, hu mikliyato v'ibudo, it comes from the destruction of the evil. Like it says, v'ikavda, I will be glorified, and Chazal say, cited in Rashi, Shmos 14:4, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poireya from the Rishayim, his name becomes great. So it emerges that Be'emes, the Kavod Shemayim from the Ra, is from the idea of Ra. That's the Lashon of Bara. Bara is before it comes into the world of Yetzira and Asiya. Bara is a much more abstract, higher, it's more in the world of ideas, as opposed to Yetzira and Asiya, which are more concrete. So the Kavod Shemayim from the Ra is from the abstract idea of Ra. And that's the Lashon of Bara before it's actualized physically in the world of Yetzira and Asiya. The four worlds. Atzila, Atzilus is the highest, most spiritual, then Bria is less so, then Yetzira goes down, more physical. Then Asiya is the most physical, our world. And Kavod Shemayim is nikar, not physically, but from what goes on, from the idea, from what's behind this, that the Ra goes away, the Ra is destroyed. That's how Kavod Shemayim comes about. V'kavda b'paro v'chol chelo. It is great Kavod Shemayim when Paro and his chayil go down. V'af al picha and ayaf shal sheikhu mizah mitzrim eze takifut b'shelahem. Shegam mitzi utam ose kvod shemayim. And nevertheless, it would be possible that the Mitzrim should take some power for themselves, some credit for themselves. That their Mitzias also makes Kavod Shemayim. That's why Rashi explained the Pasuk, Natisi Yemincha to blame Arts, you spread out your right, and the earth swallowed them. Mashal Misha Machzik Chefetz Biyado, Shekishenota Yado Nofela Chefetz, V'chein Kan. So he's holding an object in his hand. When he stretches out his hand, the object falls. So to here. So why dafka here? That's the natisa yemincha, that the God spread out and he just let them fall onto the ground. He wasn't holding on to them anymore. So why dafka here by the onesh mitzrayim alayam, but heim heim advarim? That they took their power from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was holding on to them. They have kavod shemayim. They think, oh, Kavod Shemayim comes from us as well. Natisa Yemincha, God spread out his hand and they fell. Because the Yikar Kavod Shemayim is that they're destroyed. That's their tachlis. Not to feel that you're so great that you exist. That your tachlis is to be destroyed. That was ultimately the tachlis of the Mitzrim. That's the inyan at the end of the Pasuk, Tivleim Aretz. Because here they were Zocha Tekvua. The earth swallowed them up because they said Hashem Atzadik, like Rashi writes. And that's a chiddush b'lashon b'lias ha'aretz on kvura. But here they came to their tachlis, into their place, and they were swallowed up over there, and there's no revelations of them in the land and their disgrace. Because now they reach their tachlis, they're buried. And that's the inyan why it says twice Yemincha. Yemincha Hashem nedari b'koach, Yemincha Hashem teratz oyev. That all of the sides could turn towards Kavod Shemayim. That's the Ikar HaMechuvin. Kmo Yad Yamin. V'chein ma shenizkar amar oyev. Yizkir kol ha'takifut shelahem. Amar oyev el dof ha'sig. It's all coming to Kavod Shemayim. They said they're going to destroy, and then when they go down, mashkil ha'goyim v'yovdim, like it says in Eov, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And that's what it says in Pasuk, Mitzrayim Nosim Likraso. That they were running towards the Takifus of La'asid Lava. They were running towards the power of the future, the Kavod Shemayim that's going to be revealed in the future. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu was Meitzif Yama Al Pneim. They were flooded. The water was flooded on their face, just like it's going to be in the future. It's going to be filled with water. So here they were. That's the Kavod Shamayim of the future. See here also they were filled with this Kavod Shamayim. Here it being the destruction of the Ra. So they were now filled with this. So that the complete Kavod Shamayim should come out. That's the Amincha. That's said twice. Everywhere you go, there's the Amin. There's the Kavod Shamayim. There's the power of Hashem. In Tfilas Yom Tov, we ask, V'anchilenu Hashem Elokeinu b'simcha b'sasan mo'adi kodshecha. And you should bequeath to us Hashem our God with happiness and joy your holy mo'adim. Nachla zi Yerusha. Nachla is an inheritance. We ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be manchil us these Yamim Tovim. And the Seif HaBracha v'chasimos is Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. U'bal zeh HaPerush b'brachot b'daf Memtet Amud Aleph. Mekadesh Yisrael shehem mekadshim hazmanim. Hrei she'ad rabah mo'adim ba'im rak al yidei Yisrael. U'ma she'to'amim anu b'nekuda zo achshav. Who שבחזל נראה גם כן בבורר קנאל. That it says in the end of the bracha, Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim, means that God sanctifies the Jewish people who sanctify the times. That Moadim only come through the Jewish people. So on one hand, we have that the Moadim are a Yerusha, are a Nachala, they're an inheritance. And we ask Hashem to give it to us. On the other hand, we make it. Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. We're the ones being Mekadesh. So, what we taste now in this Nekuda is that we see this in Chazal also on the Pasuk of Achoydesh Ezeh Lachem. Say, Amashal Mikli Shares, Shemoshe Kitsham, Vachakar, Kesheratu Lekadesh, Ot Kelim, Nasu Mashinus Kadesh, Beilu Shemoshe, Lasuch Oysem Akelim. Kach Kesheratu Akadosh Baruch Hu Lekadesh, Ezman Vachoydesh, Nasan Vahori Lasuch Oys Yisrael. Lashanach Medrash, Ulefi Shehem Mekudashim Lashamayim Lekach Mashem Mekachim Hu Mekudash. Mashal is given of Klisharis, the Moshe Rabbeinu sanctified these utensils, and then they wanted to sanctify more utensils, they put them in the utensils of Moshe. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mekadesh, the Zman and the Chodesh, he put it into the Jews. Since they are, the Medrash says, since they are Mekudash, the Jews, us, are Mekudash Lashamayim, what they are Mekadesh is Mekudash. So you see, Hashem gave it to us, and we sanctify it. On the first day of Maaseh Bereishis, there was Briyas Or Rishoni, the original Or, that was put away, and it says, Vayavdil, Rashi says, B'nei she'ra she'eino kedai she'ishtam she'bo reshaim she'bo hayadam ro'am misoif ha'olam v'at soifoi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated this light, because he saw that the reshaim aren't worthy of this light, where man can see from the beginning of creation till the end. So we have to know that there's still a root of this light in this world, and that's in the souls of the Jewish people that came down to the world. That only man, whose neshama is mimal, from the place of man de nafach, mitile nafach, the one who blew from his own nostrils, he is malgish, he is masig, the inyan hanitzri of misoif ha'oilam v'at soifoi. From the beginning of time until the end. And these neshamas came into the world. L'toch metzius hazman, into the world of time. In other words, we have a godly soul. The greatest man is Adam, Atem Kuryim Adam, Mizkal Yisrael. And we have this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who blew into our nostrils. And we came into this world of Zman. And the Maharal was already mashrish in the Sefer HaGvuras, which is cited by Maran and the Pachad Yitzchak, Maimer Aleph, Ozat Vov, with regard to the Zrizus that was said by Pesach, that it's because we're going from the world of Lamalam and Azman into the world of Zman. In other words, the less time, the more eternal it is, because we're in this limited world of time. If you do a mitzvah of Zrizus, you're going above time as much as you possibly can by limiting the amount of time. That's the Bi'ur Divrei Chazal. That Yisod Kedushas Hazman is al pi kedushas Yisrael, we're within time. So since we're so holy, we're above time, we go within time. So So therefore, time is given to us to sanctify. We can make this time eternal. Lashon HaRambam that we love to talk about, Hilchos Teshuvah 3:4, Hasher Chinas Emes Behavlei Hazman. They forget the truth in the vanities of time. We want to make this time eternal. Zman is Chol. So we make it something Kodesh, we make it Nitzchi, because Kal Yisrael is Kodesh and Nitzchi. So he gives us time, Achodesh Azelachem. He gives us time to sanctify it, and that's the mitzvah of Matzah, of Zrizus, of going above time, meaning having as little time as possible. And that's how we do a mitzvah, because we want to do something eternal, and eternity goes above time, so we're within time, we go above time. And that's how we can take time, we can sanctify it. In Makas Choshech, it was said, Vayomish Choshech, Shaya Koach HaMachshich Einihem Shel Rishayim, V'Rishay Yisrael Meitu. At this time, even the Rishayim of the Jewish people died during Makas Choshech, as Chazal teach us. And if so, there's no chashash of the Rishayim using the good light, and that's why it says, ulekol bnei Yisrael or b'moshvotam. In the beginning of Maseches Pesachim is the word or l'arba asar, because the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the light came out, and even the night is called light. It's meramis to that original light. We said there's still a gilui of this original light in this world, and that's in Nishmas Yisrael, and that's on the night of Pesach, remes to the or rishoni, l'chol bnei Yisrael or b'moshvotam. The Jews had light, the light of the original light. In nature there was darkness, we got the supernatural light. And Or L'Arba'asar, it's called the light of the 14th, it's really the darkness of the 14th. You search for the Chametz at night, no. The light comes out now. The Or Rishoni, even though it's physically Choshech, the light of the first day of creation comes out. And now out of Mitzrayim are coming out those whose root is HaKol Baruch Lechvodo, that everything was created for God's glory, and God's glory, as we learn in Chazal, and so many sources, is totally in Klal Yisrael. So we go back to the beginning, that Mitzad Echad Mekadish Yisrael Bazman, and we're Mekadish Yisman, and Mi'idach V'anachilena was Mo'odei Kodshecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu bequeats it to us. So we're talking about two bechinas. The Yerides Neshamas L'soich Hazman brings Musagei Anetzach B'soich Mutzah Zman K'mon Neshama B'guf. And afterwards, as in Or Chozer, we go and we ask that we should recognize in our bodies that are in this world the outcome of the light of our neshamas. And Bechinas HaReishis V'Abuchor Shalanu that appears in Mo'adei Kodshecha, be manchil to us, and we should recognize in them all of the Kavod Shemayim of HaKol Baruch Lechvodo. So it starts that the neshamas come into the world of Zman. And when neshamas, these holy neshamas, come to the world of Zman, we bring Netzach into Zman. Like the neshamas Netzach in the Guf, so too Klal Yisrael within Zman is Nitzchis within Zman. And then we ask that we should recognize in our bodies that are in this world of Zman the light of our neshamas. So on one hand, it's true, we're Mekadesh the Zman, we bring in the Yom Tovim, we sanctify the times. But we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Hanchilenu as Mo'adei Kodshecha, we should feel it. We should recognize all the Nitzchias, all the Kavod Shemayim that's coming out from these times. So it's both us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu K'viyachol. V'Hakarat Ma'alu Zu B'Shorashenu She'atzmit HaKol Baruch Lechvodo She'echad Lanu, recognizing that HaKol Baruch Lechvodo is Shaykh to our essence. To the point where it's like we saw in the Pasuk, everything is for the glory of God, everything was bara, noitzar, and nasa for the glory of God. And the Egyptians were drowned, al yidei mei yamsuf, sheheitziv es pineihem. It flooded their face, and all of their takifus, all of their power was erased. That's the idea of Hatzafas Mayim Al Pineim. It's the emphasis of the Pasuk, that they were just flooded The Kavod Shemayim flooded them and they were erased, because that was how the Kavod Shemayim comes out, by the erasure of the Mitzrim. They thought they'd get the Takifus, but Dafka Fakeret, Dafka when they lose their Takifus, that's when Kavod Shemayim comes out. And that elevates the hearts to be Magbiyad Libo B'Darkei Hashem, in the ways of Hashem. And that's what gives us Koyach and to stand up to Nisyonis in every Matzav, like Rashi brings in his parish in the Pasuk, B'lech Lecha L'shuv Mitzrayma, Rei Kol HaMoev Sim. Shall Menas Ken Teilech Shetei Gibor B'Shlichusi V'loi Tira Mehem. That God says to Moses, when you go back to Mitzrayim, you're going to see all the wonders. And Rashi says that you're going to, that's why you're going back, that you should be a hero, you should be powerful in my shlichus, and you shouldn't be afraid. Moshe Rabbeinu is not supposed to be afraid. Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to show his takifus. We have a rule that a prisoner cannot free himself from jail, Brachas 5b. And Moshe Rabbeinu went into Mitzrayim to be the Redeemer. And that's why the Maharal teaches us, Shmos 12:28. That's why we needed a ribui that even Moshe and Aaron did the Karban Pesach, because there would be a Havamina, that since they are the Redeemers, they don't need to do the Karban Pesach. Only the ones being redeemed need to do the Karban Pesach, the Nigalim. But the Goalim, the ones doing the Redeemers, don't need the Karban Pesach, Kamash, only that even they do. So he's going into Mitzrayim to be a Goel. And if you would go into the boundaries of Mitzrayim, and the Shivit of power would be Chol on Moshe, then on him would be the Chol, the Klal of Enchovish Mati Ratzim Beis HaSurim, then he wouldn't be able to get himself out if he's considered part of the Shibud. So he has to go in as a gibor to do the shlichus of Hashem like we saw before. And also when they were koine cheirus mi Mitzrayim, when they started to come into Nisyonos, and also before they went into their masos, it says, Uvnei Yisrael yoytzim biyad lomo. Shmos 14:8, Bamidbar 33:3. That you have to feel this power when you go into Nisyonos. You have to feel that the Kavod Shemayim is tallying you. You have to have the Hagbas libo b'darkei Hashem. You have to have this feeling of takifus, of this divinely ordained power that we have. The Mitzrim had no power, as the Yam Suf was Meitzif as Peneim. But from us, Kavod Shemayim will call Baruch Lechvodo through Klal Yisrael. So when we leave the Chag and we go into the world of Nisyonos, we have to take with us this Roimim was Hadas, to know that our Shlichus in this world is Shakol Baruch Lechvodo, and to be Megala Oriz Baruch B'Maloi Oilam. Hadvarim nifloim biyoser umaroimimim. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.